The Sons of Saturday podcast is brought to you by our friends at Main Street Pharmacy. Located right on Main Street in Blacksburg, Virginia, Main Street Pharmacy is proudly owned by a Hokie family and has been a partner of this podcast since 2020. MSP offers free delivery, curbside pickup, and vaccinations as well. If you are a student or resident in the Blacksburg area, you can always trust that at Main Street Pharmacy, you are not just a number, you are a neighbor. Good morning, everybody. It is 7 o'clock Mountain Time on March 7th, 2024. And we are joined by our first ever Sacramento State commit, Gemma Amore. She is 5'4". She is a guard. She plays for the Ballarat Miners, team captain, state team in under 20 American Junior Championships. Australian Junior. Australian Junior Championships. She's a Sacramento State Hornet commit and a Hokies fan. Gemma, welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Thank you. I'm good. Thank you.
So I'm not sure if you're familiar, but we are going to start this this podcast with a haiku. This comes from our guy, Pete McGee, who's been holding it down. Gemma, do you know what a haiku is?
No.
Okay. I don't really either. It's a three-line haiku. It's a three-line poem that basically has seven syllables, five syllables, and seven syllables, and our fans submit them. So here we go. Gemma's next in line. All the world is hers to take one dime at a time.
Okay, that's good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. So, first and foremost, an extended stay in the United States of America. I want to start here. I spoke about this a few weeks ago. For you, your family, it has to be difficult to either fully grasp kind of how big women's basketball is, women's college basketball is in the United States, and then also how much support there is for Virginia Tech. I compared it to somebody moving to the Philippines and paying hialeah, or moving to Pakistan and playing, cricket. It would be really difficult to explain to someone back in the United States how big it is. So for you to be able to have this trip, not during COVID, during the run that they're on at senior day, like what has that meant to you and your family? And what are your reactions to that?
It's pretty amazing. Like at home, but like women's basketball, it's growing, but it's definitely not like the level that it is here. And like, we'd never seen a home game at Castle or anything. So like coming to senior day with like game day and stuff, it was like amazing. Like we literally couldn't believe it. Like it's like when we're standing on the court and like getting presented, you kind of like chills because you kind of realize how many people are supporting the program and like women's basketball, and like people are like really passionate. Like it's not just that they're there to kind of be there. Like they want to support the team. They want to see like a great game of basketball. So it's kind of really cool to see that because we don't really have anything like that at home. And yeah, it kind of put into perspective a bit more how big like women's basketball is.
So I need the official Blacksburg town recap. I need the pros. I need the cons. Southwest Virginia, beautiful place here in this great land. But I would like to hear, by the way, I don't think we even mentioned this. This is Georgia Amore's sister, for those of you who are not good at context clues. And by the way, Georgia Amore is your sister. That's not a one-way street.
Thank you.
So need the recap for Blacksburg. How's it been?
So Georgia and I like to call it Berg Vegas. So it's nice. Obviously like it's like a college town or whatever. We don't have anything like that at home. It's kind of cool that literally everybody here is a Hokie. Like we go out for breakfast, that everyone's repping the Hokies. They're, you know, saying hi to us, you know, Georgia's family and all that. It's kind of cool because it's like a tight-knit community, and I think that's also why Georgia loves it. Like it's kind of small town feel, but everyone gets involved and supports everything. So that's definitely a pro. Con, the weather. It's a little dry. I mean, at home in Australia, it's like summer at the moment, so it's really hot. It's a bit cold here. It's not too bad. It's warming up. But yeah, I don't really have too many cons or pros.
Have you been staying in a hotel? Have you been staying with Georgia? Has there been a mix of the two? What has been kind of the bouncing around situation?
So I've been staying in a hotel room with mom and dad. So that's been enough said, but I've spent a couple nights at George's because, you know, you need that break. But yeah, mostly in hotels.
So you guys have been here for quite some time now. You've been, you know, all the way up to Indiana and then, you know, through Kentucky and Virginia, and you've seen a lot. So after this long trip in the U.S., kind of what is your biggest takeaway from the U.S., but then also, you know, everything you've seen as it relates to Georgia and basketball and Virginia Tech?
Kind of, well, like how if we were to drive, so we drove 10 hours from here to South Bend, and just the amount of like hotels and petrol, gas stations and like all that kind of thing on the way. Like if you were to
petrol
drive
10 station, hours, I'm going to start calling it that. That's fancy.
Yeah, servo. It's like you wouldn't, if you were to drive, say, from here to the other side of the country in Australia, you wouldn't go through, you know, it would be quite barren for a bit. So it's kind of cool to kind of see the countryside, but it's also got a lot of things going on at the same time. Like you're kind of always around things, which is kind of nice. And like even, yeah, driving through the mountains and stuff, you pull over to the right and there's a Chick-fil-A. Like it's kind of funny. But yeah, and with basketball, like obviously it's like crazy over here. It's so big and it's so good to see how much like support the women get. And like, yeah, it's kind of appreciated a lot more over here, or like that's what it feels like, you know. Obviously at home, as I said, it's still growing, still got a lot of work to do. So it's kind of cool to see it's somewhere we can get to here, like at home. Obviously still a long way to go here as well, but yeah.
So I got to tell you what, if you're fired up about all the things going on in Blacksburg, Virginia, wait until you get to Sacramento or you visit Los Angeles or you visit New York City. Now, thinking that the entire United States has stuff going on, I would encourage you to, if you would like to see nothing going on, maybe Iowa, maybe Nebraska, possibly Alaska. So we do have a little bit of both. So actually, before we get into your game and your career, I want to ask you about this, and I want to take it all the way back to your first trip to Blacksburg. When Georgia first went to Virginia Tech with the coronavirus, you go almost 2 years without seeing your sister. And if you haven't seen it, go back. There's a great video where you guys go to the airport, and I can't imagine not being able to see from your standpoint my brother, or from her standpoint, my entire family for 2 years in a country that I've never lived in before in my life. What was that like? How challenging was it to go through that? And what ultimately was that reunion like? And this is your second trip to America. So that was your first time and time before this one.
Yeah. I mean, when she left, obviously we didn't know like coronavirus didn't exist or whatever. So we drop her for the airport. We think that's January. We think she's coming home in May. So it's kind of like, all right, you know, you're not going to see you for a couple of months, like it's doable. And then kind of as like coronavirus hit and like it got a bit more serious, it kind of set in, like when we don't know when we're going to see her next, you know. We don't know, she obviously decided to stay here, which obviously was the best decision for her, but it was hard for us because yeah, it was kind of like the unknown. We didn't know when we would see her, like that kind of thing. And then as it got longer and longer, it sounds bad, but you kind of not got used to it, but like you just have to put up with it. Obviously there'd be days where I'm like hysterically crying, missing her, like all this kind of stuff. But like, yeah, it was kind of, we knew that she was doing something that she wanted to do and she was getting looked after, so that helped a lot. Because I mean, obviously more for my parents, they knew she was somewhere safe, she was getting looked after, she was kind of in the best spot that she could be in. But definitely when we planned the trip, when the borders opened and we planned the trip to come, it was a lot of excitement. And just like I remember running down the stair, like my parents took the escalator or whatever, I ran down the stairs and like gave her a big hug. And it just, yeah, it felt really good just to see her and kind of be with her again and experience kind of the stuff that she had been in the past 2 years that we'd missed out on.
It's a special bond you two have in your entire family. And it's been cool to see that. So flipping the page to your career, first and foremost, we've seen the photos of Georgia playing Australian rule football or whatever rugby situation is going on. So when you were growing up, what were some of your favorite sports? Did you ever consider playing sports in university, or what was your plan?
Yeah, obviously everything Georgia did, I pretty much did, because I was just that annoying younger sister. Like, she played AFL, I'm molding my mouth guard the next night. Like, I'm trying to play AFL, she plays netball, I'm playing netball. So yeah, like as a kid, like we played netball, AFL and basketball, and just kind of trying to get involved in everything. I mean, Georgia even played like tennis, she did cricket, taekwondo. I played cricket in high school and stuff like that. Like, it was kind of just a mix of anything she did, I did pretty much. So,
and George has talked about this a few times in various interviews, kind of at a high level, but what is it like getting recruited to play in the States? How does that differ from maybe, you know, what you understand as a U.S. high school type kid? And I guess I'll add to that, like, from watching Georgia go through it, what did you maybe learn from her through her process of getting recruited to come over here that helped you in your process?
I mean, it was a little different for me because I hadn't made a national team. Georgia went to the NBA Academy, and that was kind of like easier, not easier, but like coaches could come and see her. And it was during COVID when I was kind of playing and trying to get recruited. So it was really hard to kind of get your name out there. And we didn't have much film because we didn't play for a year or whatever. But then in my, so year 12, my senior year of high school, I came over here and we played two AAU tournaments with AUSA Hoops, this organization in Australia that pretty much takes a heap of girls and boys having college dreams. And we played two AAU tournaments. We went to Indianapolis and we went to the Run for Roses in Louisville. So that obviously helped a lot. I was able to get a lot of film, kind of get coaches there. And
go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it. You balled out in Indianapolis. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I mean, nah. So yeah.
So next question that I have here. So September 30th, you announced your commitment to Sacramento State. Walk us through your commitment. What led you to choosing them? What kind of separated them from all of your other options? What led you to Sac State?
Well, obviously, like, Sacramento, it's a great location on the West Coast, a bit closer to home. So it's about a 16-hour trip compared to a 27. So, to get onto the East Coast. So that was obviously a big factor. I wanted to go somewhere on the West Coast, preferably. And the assistant coach at SAC, she's an Australian, Jody. So it was good to kind of have that connection. She's good friends with a trainer who I work out with at home, Eric Hayes. So it's nice to have that connection. And AK is the new head coach. And, you know, there's a lot of excitement around. It's a young program, but, like, I have a lot of trust in him. And I know that he's going to take it far and improve me a lot. So it was kind of just good to see his energy and the excitement around it. And it just kind of made me really excited and feel like that's somewhere that I can go and have an opportunity to get better and stuff. So
I have one follow-up on this. When I interviewed Georgia a couple weeks ago, sometimes you got to snap people back into reality. And this usually happens in the letters from the lunch pail. And with her, it was people were sending dating applications to Georgia in the letters from the lunch pail. So thankfully people learned their lesson. They're not doing that anymore. Now, one of the new things that they want to do now is they actually want to recruit you to Virginia Tech. So I want to give you an opportunity to say, like, I remember going through this with my brother, and I remember speaking about this with some of my old teammates in high school. Like, can you tell me, I don't know how to really ask this, but what part of this is like your opportunity to kind of make your own path? Right? Because Georgia has gone to Virginia Tech and has done incredible things. And this is an opportunity for you to come play college basketball in the United States, but ultimately you're going to go to another school and make your own story. Did that play a part in it, or kind of what does that have to do with anything, if anything at all?
Yeah. I mean, like, obviously I love Georgia. I'm so proud of her. She's doing amazing things, but I feel like people kind of just kind of group you together and be like, oh, you know, your sister's doing this, why aren't you doing this? Like, if I didn't make a team that Georgia made, it was like, oh, why didn't Georgia's sister make that team? Or, like, even if I did make a team, it would be like, you only made it because you're Georgia's sister, kind of thing. So I've kind of always had that chip on my shoulder, like, trying to prove myself, because we play the same position, but we are entirely different. Like, I know that's kind of hard. People just think I look like her. I'm the same size as her, the same position, like just think same. But like, yeah, it's kind of, I want to make my own way. Like obviously Virginia Tech's been great for Georgia. And now I'm going to find my fit at SAC and hopefully kind of do my own thing there and become my own player rather than having that expectation of, you know, doing this and breaking this record or having this many assists. Like, as I said, so proud of her, but that's not something that I'm not trying to completely follow in her footsteps. Obviously, I'm coming over here and I'm playing. We play the same sport. As I said, like, I can see why people kind of can just group you together. But yeah, I kind of want to make my own thing. I'm proud of her, but it's kind of my chance to prove to people that, you know, I do work hard. I do deserve the opportunity that I get and kind of thing. So, yeah.
I mean, plus...
That was a phenomenal answer. 19-year-old Billy Ray wouldn't have given that good of an answer.
That is certainly true. Well, you kind of touched on this a little bit there. Good segue here, but how is your game similar or different to your sister's?
I mean, back home, I'm kind of more of a like a score first point guard. So like traditionally, like I've been the one to, you know, come off the screens, drive and like finish around the bucket. Like she, and whereas obviously her 3-point shot is just her forte at the moment. So I'm trying to become a better 3-point shooter. But I mean, in that sense, yeah, she's more of a true point guard, facilitator, that kind of thing, which I'm kind of working to expand my game a little bit because in juniors, yeah, it's kind of always just score first, you know, that kind of thing. So one thing I can learn from her obviously is the facilitating part, but yeah, I feel like her shooting and stuff, yeah.
So the score first, that 39 the other night, that's light work for you, right?
she didn't know about the 45 that I had at home.
Hey, so. Yes.
Oh, that's funny. So correct me if I'm wrong. So you committed to Sacramento State having never been to Sacramento, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have recently been able to visit Sacramento. It looks like you went with your mom and your pa. What are you most looking forward to at Sacramento State? Now, don't give me a basketball answer, Gemma. I don't want to hear about, I'm going to work on my 3-point shot. I'm going to do. What are you most excited about checking out that area of the country? And from your visit, like what really excited you about that area? And then also, what do you want to study?
Yeah. So no offense to Berg Vegas. I love it. But that's the only place that I'd been. Like, so I kind of didn't know what to expect coming to Sacramento. But just like a bigger city and kind of there's, I know I keep saying this, but like a lot to do kind of thing. Like you got the the Kings there. I was thinking of Charlotte. You got the Kings there and like it's kind of more of like a city vibe, obviously, than Blacksburg.
It's not kind of more like a city vibe. It is absolutely more of a city vibe. So
yeah. And the weather is, you know, warmer winters, warmer summers, like kind of more climate. But yeah, I think I'm gonna study psychology, so trying to figure that out and stuff. Wanna kind of be a sports psychologist, performance psychologist, so hopefully lead me down that path.
I mean, you're going to get to see, like, I'm just on your guys' website right now. I mean, you're going to get to see such a cool part of the country. We talked about this after the UVA game, but, you know, Missoula, Bozeman, Idaho, Washington, Portland, no offense to, you know, the Raleigh-Durham area, but you're going to get to see some pretty cool parts of the United States while you're out there.
Gemma, we made this very clear. Like, I'm going to need some Sac State gear and road games. My skis, myself, Edward, we're going out there and we're coming to check out some Sacramento State games. We're looking forward to it.
Best believe we'll be in Bozeman cheering on Sac State for sure.
Sounds good.
All right. So your sister has done some pretty cool things in her time at Virginia Tech, including the other night. That 39 points was pretty crazy. What is something that she has done that you are the most proud of, whether it be basketball or otherwise? What is Gemma the most proud of when she watches her sister's time at Virginia Tech?
I feel like the way, like, I don't know, she interacts with people and it's kind of like this, like, but obviously, like, she's very busy. She's got a lot of things she needs to do, but she still makes time for people. And, like, I kind of respect that no matter how busy she gets. And I know sometimes, like, we get frustrated with her if she's not talking to us like at home, but coming over here, it's kind of appreciating that a bit more. Like, the stuff that she has to deal with and put up with, and she still has the time after the game to, you know, sign every single autograph and take photos with everyone and kind of be, you know, like that nice, upbeat person. And like, I kind of didn't realize how many people she kind of affected and inspired. Like, you see little kids coming up saying like, oh my God, are you Georgia's sister? Like, I love her so much and all that thing. It's kind of like, it sounds, I'm not cringe like that, but it kind of like warms my heart. Cause like, yeah, it's cool to see that she can be that person for other people, not just like her little sister. Like, I obviously admired her when I was little, like looking up to her. You know, you always try to be like your older siblings, but just kind of seeing that she's that role model for other girls. Like, I had a little girl come up to me at one of the games and she was said, oh, I'm only going to be like 5'2". Like, now I can see that, you know, I can actually be something and I can go far in basketball and all that thing. So it's kind of cool to see that.
Did you all have, it might be a weird question, but did you all have an idea of how big it was in Australia? Like coming to America this week or whenever we got here. Did you have any idea how big it was? I mean, hundreds of people waiting after games. I mean, it's not that hard to be able to tell that you're Georgia's sister. You two do look alike. Yeah. You two do have a little bit of an accent. So, but did you notice how big it was? Did you have any idea?
Not necessarily. I mean, obviously you kind of get a grasp like on social media and all that kind of things. And with mom and dad going to the Final Four, they had seen it and they were telling me about it, but I still was kind of like, oh yeah, you know, didn't really know per se. But yeah, coming over here, like at that senior game, that kind of really amazed me because I was like, wow, like people were coming up to me saying, thank you so much for letting your sister come here. And I'm like, I didn't have an option. Like, that's, but like, you know what I mean? Like, people are so appreciative and stuff. So yeah, to kind of see that in person is, yeah, it's crazy.
Hey guys, this is Ollie Jennings III, wide receiver for your Virginia Tech Hokies. When I committed to Virginia Tech football, I committed to the best. That's why I chose Harvey's GM in Radford. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Go to Harvey's GM for all of your vehicle needs. Tell them Ollie sent you. That's Harvey's GM, Tyler Ave in Radford, or go to their website at harveysgm.com for more info.
All right, Gemma, so roll the sleeves up. It's time to have some fun. Here we go. It's time for rapid fire. Don't feel like you need to answer these rapidly because, some of them are hard and we don't really need to be rapid, but we don't want to rename the segment, so it's just called rapid fire. First question, if you could have dinner with four people, dead or alive, where would you go and who are the four people that are coming to dinner?
First of all, who would come? Probably Patty Mills. Kobe Bryant.
Wow. San Antonio Spurs and Australian legend. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kobe Bryant. Maya Moore. And I met the other day, met Jules Spear. I'm going to add her in there. That was cool. She's coming.
Okay.
And then we're going to go. You know what? What's that place, the Mexican place called here near Bull and Bones?
Elrod's?
We're going there. We're going to Elrod's. That was delicious. And that's the only thing that I can think of right now. So that's where we're going.
Ed, you know this is going to be on a Diablo fan account video in like a week. who is on your Australian Mount Rushmore?
Patty Mills.
Oh, so you know, okay. I was really hoping you wouldn't know what Mount Rushmore was, but you do know Mount Rushmore.
No, the heads, yeah.
Yes, yes. So you get, what is it? Is it five, Ed, or is it four?
I think it's four.
Okay.
Four. I could be totally wrong. It's not like I've lived here forever.
Okay, we're going to go Patty Mills.
You can't go Patty Mills. You can't double dip on Patty Mills. You got to, come on. Okay. We love Patty Mills. We know you love Patty Mills, but I need four other names.
Okay. Four. We're going to go... Let's go. Lauren Jackson.
I need to know who these people are. Who is that?
She's like the GOAT of Australian basketball. Like, she's
okay. Well, I'm gonna be on the YouTube watching highlights after this. Laura Jackson, baller.
No, Lauren.
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 Okay.
Yeah. Lauren Jackson. Penny Taylor.
Baller.
You know Penny Taylor?
No.
Okay. Oh,
I do know. I'm familiar with Nicole Taylor. That's a currency joke. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I understand that. Okay. Penny Taylor, Joe Ingles, surely no Jingles.
Of course we know Joe Ingles.
You know Jingles, yeah.
Yes. You guys call him Jingles? I like that.
Yeah. Who else are we going to go?
I mean, there's a name that you haven't said that I grew up watching, wrestling Gators, and you haven't said his name.
Steve Irwin. How did I forget?
How can you forget?
Yeah, that's
who are you gonna go with though? I don't wanna bawl an answer for you. Who is gonna be your number four?
Honestly, I really don't know.
Okay. All right. You're welcome for the bailout.
So thank you.
So honestly, quick currency lesson. So you said Penny Jackson?
Penny Taylor.
So it's actually pretty Penny Taylor. So in United States currency, the little coins, there's a penny, nickel, dime, quarter. So I was just upgrading the currency a little bit. Okay. Yep. Then there is your American lesson of the day.
Thank you.
Who would last longer in the bush of Australia, you or Georgia?
I'm gonna say me.
I feel why?
I mean, she over here, she gets everything given to her. You know what I mean? I'm resourceful. I'm out there. We need food. I'm going looking. You know that kind of thing. So.
I was about to say, has she gotten soft in her time over here?
Yes. Yes. She, when I was a kid, like, I was bullied by her, but in a good way. She's made me strong. But being over here, like, she's letting me, like, when we used to have sleepovers, she's going to laugh when I tell this story, but I'm going to say sleepovers because she would make me, so her bedroom door was here, bedroom door closed. Me with 3 blankets, 4 pillows laying outside of her bedroom door. That was our sleepover. I'm sleeping with cord headphones in so my alarm can go off before she gets up so that I can get out of the way so I don't get yelled at. The other night I go over to her house, sleeping in the bed, me, Georgia, Winnie in the middle. So yeah.
I don't know if that's getting softer. That might just be getting nicer, but maybe a combination of the two.
Yeah.
You're up, Ed.
All right. Who is the funniest Virginia Tech teammate that you've met of Georgia's?
Probably Carly.
First of all, what is her humor?
I don't know. I feel like she kind of has like humor like Australian. Like she just says it how she thinks and she's a little, I don't know. She's just hilarious.
And so I want to ask you number one about your on-court swag. Okay. And then I want you to judge Georgia's on-court swag. Who's swaggier and how can Georgia upgrade her on-court swag?
I'm going to be honest, a lot of the shoes and stuff that I have are hers. So like, I kind of borrow the swag a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously the uniforms and gear that they get here is top tier. So I'm going to have to give her this one.
Mm-hmm.
A way that she could improve it. Maybe.
Full arm sleeve tattoos. Full arm sleeve.
Okay. Don't tell my mom, but yeah, she might like that. No, maybe she needs some like to wear some like skins, some like leggings.
Leggings. Leggings. Yeah. Okay. Single leg or double leg?
I was gonna say
double. Double.
Double. Okay.
Oh, double.
So I'm a big Spotify guy, and I don't know what I'm gonna listen to today. I was listening to some Karugabin this morning, some Mount Joy. So I would like you to provide an Australian music starter pack. I think Oscar put me onto a brand called Fiddler. You guys probably call them Fiddler. But can you give me 3 bands and 3 songs to try out?
Ooh, I'm going to struggle with the bands. Let me see. Ocean Alley. Have
you heard? I'm not going to know any of them. So okay. Like, you're just going to tell me them. Cool. And I'm going to listen to them.
So Ocean Alley, they sing like Confidence. Confidence is a good song. I'm going to give you another song, Melbourne Sound. Has Georgia played Melbourne Sound for you?
No. Georgia has played me no music.
Oh, well, Melbourne Sound. Listen to that. Yeah. I'm going to go. Another song, Waltzing Matilda.
Waltzing Matilda. Who's this by? Yeah.
some, I don't know, it's an old song.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, the Matildas, the soccer team?
Nope. Ed does.
Ed does.
I know of them.
Yeah, that's what they're named after.
Gemma, what is the weirdest thing about you and what is the weirdest thing about Georgia?
The weirdest thing about Georgia is she's like everything. Maybe like the noise that she makes, some weird noises, like she'll be coughing and like making some weird noises. That's weird.
Okay.
Weird coughs. Yeah. Me, kind of nothing. I'm kind of perfect. So
my sister's really weird. She coughs a lot. But me, I'm totally normal. There's nothing weird about me at all.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to do with that. What is your pregame routine?
In season, like at the moment, NBL 1, our games are like probably at like 6 o'clock. So I'll probably get to the stadium, the arena or whatever, at 4:15. And before that, I'll have like a pregame meal. Like I kind of like to have, if it's like a night game, for lunch, I have a lot of sushi before it, like tuna and avocado sushi. I know.
What a choice. Sushi before the game.
Or like a chicken roll. And then get there at like 4:15, have a little shoot around. Kind of don't do anything too special. Just go in, get my gear on, listen to music.
If you're a big sushi person, I can imagine you're going to love Sacramento State. As much as I love Blacksburg, probably not the sushi metropolis of the United States of America. I do like Sushi Samurai over by Elrod's. It's across the street. If you get a chance to check it out. Sac State will have some fantastic, not only fish, but it will also have great bread. I'm not sure if you're familiar with sourdough bread. They basically invented it. So make sure you double dip on that. What is the, and I'm sure you're sick of these questions, and quite frankly, I don't really care. I know Georgia gets asked these questions all the time. You guys are from Australia. I don't know anything about Australia. I'm going to consistently ask questions like this. So what is the most overrated thing about America, and what is the most underrated thing about America?
The most overrated is the food.
Such a bad take. It really is a bad take.
Not all the food. I mean, like the Mexican, our odds.
But
Chick-fil-A, Raising Cane's, like all that kind of thing, like it's good, but like the hype that it gets on the internet, like all my friends at home, like, oh my god, try this, and it's really okay. I feel like I'm
it's okay. No, it's okay. I'm just, here's my thing. When you go to Sacramento State and you go to a city, like it's, you're not going to be getting Chick-fil-A for lunch. You're going to be going to like chimichurri steak night at Fabio's. Like you're going to be going to some cool places with some good food. So I'm excited to ask this question in like a year and a half when you get to check that out. Again, this is absolutely no disrespect to the Southwest Virginia area. I love some of their food. What I'm saying is if you want to branch out and try some different things, like you're in a position to do so. Excited to check back on that. I mean, you did say, look, America, Chick-fil-A, Elrod's. I mean, we're talking about like here, wait until we get here. You know what I'm saying? That's all that I'm saying. Taylor Swift, are you in or are you out?
I mean, I went to her concert, but I'm kind of like a basic fan. Like I'm not Elizabeth Kitley. I'm not,
you know. Nobody's Elizabeth Kitley when it comes to Taylor Swift. So, oh, there she is. So nobody's Liz Kitley when it comes to Taylor Swift. Is there some sort of pop icon in America that you absolutely love? Like, is there a celebrity, an actor, a musical group that you're like obsessed with?
I love SZA.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we are going to transfer into Letters. That's where the conversation is. I don't know anything about SZA, but I'm glad that you love SZA.
Thanks.
Letters from the Lunch Pail. So these are questions that were submitted by fans or your sister. So the first question is, she wants the world to know where your nickname Fluffy Nuts originated from.
Oh my god. All my like mom's like friend group, they all call me Fluffy Nuts. So when we were like, I don't know, maybe I was like 8, and at Easter time we would go to a place called Warrnambool and stay at like a caravan park. And me and like one of my mom's friend's sons, Jimmy Loader, shout out Jimmy, we went to like the RSL to have a meal, and there's a little like vending machine, you know, where you get like toys and all that kind of thing. And I go and I do it, and I get just like a little fluffy ball. Like a, I don't know what it was, like a squishy fluffy ball.
A fluffy nut. Yeah.
And they said, what are you going to name it? I said Fluffy Nuts. And so that's where the nickname came from.
Wait, you said a vending machine, like were these like stuffed animals or were these candies?
Both. That was true, but I went for the stuffed animals one, but for some reason it was just a fluffy ball.
Okay. Interesting. And so people call you Fluff, Fluffy Nut?
Yep.
All right. All right, Miss Fluffy Nut. Beyond basketball, what is something Georgia has taught you in life? And what do you believe Georgia's answer would be about what you taught her, your friend, Juliana Plesha?
Oh, I taught Juliana like how to say a whole new language, pretty much. I taught her like how to, you know, a hoodie, a trackie, skins. I taught her the whole, you know.
We're familiar with hoodies.
Hoodie, yeah.
Trackie and skins.
Sorry, jumper.
Yeah, jumper. Okay, jumper. A jumper.
Yeah. Georgia's taught me resilience. She's knocked me down a couple of times. Yeah.
Well, what would you say that she, what do you think her answer would be if I asked her, what did Gemma teach you?
Patience.
A lot of tough love between the sisters.
I got to tell you, those were two really good answers followed up by a laugh that kind of downplayed it. But those were really, really good answers. I liked that.
All right. This one came from Twitter from Wayne Kent. What are you looking forward to the most with coming to the U.S.? Basketball, food, places, etc. And what will you miss the most other than your family and friends?
I'm excited. Obviously, like as I was talking to Billy the other day. Oh, I keep jumping. Basketball, like women's basketball is so much bigger here. So it's kind of going to be cool to come over here and, you know, have all that support and that kind of hype around the game. And obviously get like there's the development is going to be next level basketball. Like we don't have anything like that at home. So that kind of thing. And I don't know, just being around new people, meeting new people, seeing new places, traveling. And I'm obviously going to miss my family, but also the food again, sorry. Just like, I'm going to miss my fresh fruit and vegetables. I mean, the 2 days that I spent in Sacramento, no offense to the South, but it was a lot better, like kind of produce over there. So that hopefully that'll be a bit easier, but yeah, just kind of, and the familiarity kind of thing, just like getting to hop in my car, go wherever I want, drive around, do my own thing. Obviously can't really do that in America, but yeah.
I gotta say, Ed, again, on the maturity piece, can you imagine being in high school and visiting a college and saying, let me see how their produce is? That is never something that would have been on my.
I think that's also a boy versus girl situation too. All right, straight up question coming from Twitter. Can you beat Georgia one-on-one?
Yeah, no. Okay, so let me just say a lot of the moves that she, you know, the step back. Who taught her that? Me.
Are you the queen of the step back? Because we were gonna call. We almost named this episode "Princess of the Step Back," but it sounds like you're actually the queen of the step back.
No, I was telling.
No, you can. No. You already planted your flag here, Gemma. There's no backpedaling going on here.
No, I tell a story. It's a complete lie, but it's funny. So, like, I used to say when we were younger and we would, like, fight or whatever, she would come at me. I would step back and blow by her. And I say that's what taught her the step back. So, oh, I'm going to go with that.
That works. Hey, whatever you say on here is the truth, so it doesn't matter. What is your favorite kind of fat head or sign or anything like that you saw at senior day against UNC?
Georgia's fat head on the court. Her fat head running around.
Oh my goodness. I love that answer so much. Clip it.
James Hughes, great question. I love it. I love this one. My guy Rich Lettenberger, he asks, which ways have you noticed that Georgia has become Americanized?
Her accent. Like, she
really,
to me, she sounds like, some words she says is Australian and some she says is American, but like at home, like if we like listen to a video of her or like an interview or something, like everyone, you like my friends, my family, everyone's like, oh my god, she sounds so American. And I guess I'm really into my food, but like the way, like yesterday we went out for breakfast and she had like a bowl and it had potatoes and like capsicum and like, or, like I don't even know what that is, like her eating, like I was like, what are you doing?
Food and accent. Last one that we have for you. What is the best and funniest moment with Georgia that most people don't know about? This comes from Georgia A. Moore Stan account.
Funny thing. I don't know, but I feel like everyone over here thinks she's like really innocent and funny, and like I'm here to expose her because like no, but like she works extremely hard, obviously, whatever. When we were at home and I was rebounding for her because, you know, I have to rebound for her, she I'll pass her the ball and it'll be an okay pass, like it did the job, but she stops the drill. If you think that's getting you a D1 scholarship, like all this stuff, like I want people to know she's tough. Like everyone, all my friends, like I was talking to one of my coaches at home, Seppo, and he was like, oh, she's so funny, like she has a laugh, she's innocent. I'm like, no, she's not. Like, but anyway, funny thing. Well, she has 3 Stitch teddies in her bed. She sleeps with teddies. So do I.
Do you not? I mean, you literally bought a fluffy
ball. So do I.
You literally bought a fluffy ball. So
I did.
Well, Gemma, this has been absolutely incredible. Congratulations on your commitment to Sacramento State. We cannot wait to watch your career. I hope you had a wonderful trip to the United States. I hope the produce in Greensboro is a step up for you. Looking for a real, how long are you here? I guess you guys are in summer, so you're out of school?
No, I graduated already in November.
Okay.
Because we go January to December.
Okay. January to December. And then when do you end up at Sac State?
I think July, fall, is that what you call it?
Yes.
What month?
July, August.
That's summer.
That's summer.
Summertime. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sun will be out.
The fall semester, though. I see what you're saying. The whole like summer winter thing is so crazy. Like when we met you at the UNC game, you're like significantly tanner than Georgia.
Yeah. I've just been baking in the sun.
Last thing that I have, what do you want to, so you're entering your college career. What do you hope to accomplish? What type of, this is a big question, but you're giving big answers. You're giving us mature answers. What do you want to accomplish? And what legacy do you want to leave, Gemma Moore?
Well, I want us to win a Big Sky championship, obviously. And kind of just be the best player that I possibly can be. I know AK is going to, and all the coaching staff there, they're going to get me to where I want to go development-wise. And I kind of just want to be known as, like, a leader, someone who just, you know, was for the team, had fun, played the game the right way, that kind of thing.
Gemma A. Moore, pleasure. Won't be the last time. Looking forward to you raining down hell on the Big Sky. And, again, get to Greensboro and bring us back a championship, Gemma. Thank you so much for joining, Gemma.
Thank you, guys.
It's time to wander, tripping in the sand. We smoke out windows, drink till we can't stand. But I saw you dance like you want to in my head. And all that she said is, oh, I know just what you're thinking. Let it sink and trash my friend's place. Wake up the next day and do it again. All that she said is, shake your head. It started.